good morning, a Friday morning. And we are with Ken Lovett, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, now Senior Vice President of Communications and Albany Director for Metro Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Democrats control the Assembly, now newly in control of the Senate. You got a Democratic governor. Things should just go smoothly, right? Well, we've got problem with the budget. They're pulling the strings back, and he's fighting with his fellow Democrats over it.
Yeah, they're not exactly sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya. Not that we expected that, but it really has gotten ugly, especially this week when a couple of Senate Democrats accused the governor's saying that his criticism of the Senate Democrats and the process is actually racist and sexist, given that Andrea Stewart-Cousins is the Senate leader and the first African-American woman to hold that post. So it got really personal. It got really ugly. Meanwhile, the governor has said that the budget plans that each house put out this week would spend billions above what they have to spend, that it's not responsible. His top aide, Melissa DeRosa, called the legislative proposals fantasy land. And we say this, it's March 15th. We've got 2 weeks about until the budget is due to be passed.
I mean, one of the criticisms, as you mentioned, that he lodged at particularly the Senate Democrats is that, quote, they're new to governing.
Yeah, he's been saying that really since he got elected, that, you know, they're new to governing and it's time to move past the campaign rhetoric and into the actual governing and getting things done. That's been his consistent message. You know, to be fair, especially that charge of racism and sexism, the governor doesn't get along with a lot of people. He fights with a lot of people. I'm not quite sure where that charge came from. A lot of people were questioning it. There's no doubt he fights, but whether it's based on racism and sexism, that's, you know, a lot of people are skeptical of that.
Even Cousins pushed that aside and said she just didn't like the disparagement of the chamber.
Exactly. And look, it's ugly, and the legislature has been flexing its muscle. They came in saying that they feel they've ceded too much power over the years and that they wanted to get some of it back, and they're certainly trying to do that. But the budget, the governor has a lot of power over the budget process. So we're going to see. And by the way, if the budget is late, it's due to be passed by the end of March. If it's late, it's going to cost the lawmakers a $10,000 raise that they're scheduled to get, but it's contingent on an on-time budget.
So they have motivation. Well, let's go to the next story, which is quite interesting. We've been hearing a lot about New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and her bid for president and the fact that the congressional delegation is not supporting her. And to that end, we now see Congressman Maloney and Kathleen Rice both now endorsing Beto O'Rourke, who just entered the race.
Right. And you're talking Kathleen Rice, within minutes of Beto O'Rourke entering the race, put out her support in a tweet for him. And Sean Patrick Maloney did so a few hours later. Kathleen Rice is from Long Island, Sean Patrick Maloney from the Hudson Valley. So far, you know, Gillibrand has gotten no support really from her home state politicians. Even the governor has said he thinks Joe Biden would be a better candidate. And the polls in a lot of key states, including Iowa, New Hampshire, and Florida, she doesn't even show up really in the polls. So to say it's an uphill battle when you don't even have the support of your home state, you know, it's probably an understatement to say it's an uphill battle right now.
So take that one step further, Ken. What's the strategy then?
For her? I mean, obviously she wants to be mentioned. Maybe she wants to get on the ticket somehow, although why someone would take a New York vice presidential candidate, you know, a state that's solidly blue, that really kind of wouldn't make sense. I don't know, raise her profile. Maybe she thought, given the Me Too movement and her involvement with it, that she could go in as a woman candidate. But certainly no one is paying attention yet. But we say there's plenty of time and things can always change. But it certainly is an uphill battle at best for her.
Ken Lovett with us today. Ken, thanks for the time.
Anytime. Be well.